The weapons system acquisition programs at the Department of Defense combined for a total estimated cost of over $1.4 trillion. About 7 years ago, the Government Accountability Office recommended a department-wide portfolio management approach for those investments. Mike Sullivan's Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues at the GAO and taking a look at the department's progress. Mike, thanks for being on the program as always. Could you define portfolio management for me, explain what it means? Thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me. Portfolio management, from our point of view, is really a look at the weapon systems that are being developed by the department at an enterprise level point of view. So instead of, usually we do a lot of work looking at individual programs. One of the reasons those individual programs get off track is because the department doesn't do a good job of looking at all 78 of the weapon system programs, for example, that are in the portfolio right now, and kind of review all of those on a periodic basis to see, you know, which ones they still need, which ones they might not need, which ones are over cost, where they can fit a new program in. It's a way to look at all of the programs in a portfolio so you can get a sense of affordability.
You write that the department's not effectively using portfolio management to optimize its investments. Does that mean they're not using it at all or just not to its maximum potential, Mike?
I would say not to its maximum potential, and there's probably disagreement between us and the department. When we wrote the report that you referred to, 7 years ago, we did have a recommendation that they develop portfolio management policies, and they did that. And they actually assigned portfolio managers to different portfolios across the department for the weapon systems. But it was never seriously implemented, I guess you would say. You know, other priorities at that time in the world, I think other priorities came into play. And they started with a better buying power initiative shortly after that, and agendas kind of changed. So the portfolio management policy that they had, they have pretty much set aside. And in fact, in this report, one of the things they commented on, or one of our recommendations was to revise that portfolio management policy and include some of the best practices elements that we found 7 or 8 years ago, and their response was kind of in agreement with what we were saying. They do think they need to use those best practice elements, but they have kind of abandoned the idea of a portfolio management policy, and they think that they can do this with their existing structures.
Let's talk about those best practices. You write, best practices recommend assessing investments collectively from an enterprise-wide perspective and integrating requirements, acquisition, and budget information, but several factors inhibit DOD's ability to do so. The three factors that you cite, fragmented governance, lack of sustained leadership and policy, perceived lack of decision-making authority. Let's talk about the first one first, fragmented governance. What did you find as you re-examined this 7, 8 years after you first made this recommendation to the Defense Department, Mike?
Well, we found, you know, this is the Venn diagram that people familiar with DOD's weapon systems acquisitions will realize. There's three different big governance processes and structures in the department. One is the requirements generation process. The other one is the budgeting process. And the final one is the acquisition process. And those three processes together are generally what a weapon system program has to go through from womb to tomb, let's say. Those processes are not integrated. They weren't integrated when we did the report 8 years ago, and there's the department has been working to try to get more integration in that, more combined meetings and things like that, but they still have really not succeeded with that. Most of the integration efforts are ad hoc at best.
The next factor that you wrote about, lack of sustained leadership and policy, is that potentially due to the administration change in the meantime, or is there something else structurally going on inside the Defense Department that you think contributes to that, Mike?
It might have some to do with the changes in administration, but I think structurally inside the department, to give them credit, they've rewritten their acquisition policy, which is the 5,000 series that we talk a lot about, and they've looked at the requirements process and tried to do more portfolio management at that level. And I think what's happening now is there may be a philosophical difference with how to get portfolios managed properly. And I think the department believes that they have things in place in those three structures now that tie them together properly. In addition to that, we've went through sequestration, and that really had an impact on all of the acquisition process. And I think that was took priority over everything else and, you know, kind of blew the budget process up for a while. So that was an impact, too.
The third item that you write about as a factor that's contributing to the issue here, Mike Sullivan of the Government Accountability Office, is a perceived lack of decision-making authority. And you write, Title 10, which gives the services responsibility over equipping a force, doesn't preclude enterprise-level influence over service investment decisions, but some DOD officials said it limits their influence. What do you think the disparity is in perception there, Mike?
Well, Title 10 is the services have that authority in law to be the organization that equips. So there's a very culturally speaking, there's a big divide between DOD corporate, if you will, and the four services that buy the weapon systems. And it's a huge impediment.
The recommendations that you make in this work, Mike, include updating the portfolio management policy. We've discussed that one already. Designating a senior official responsible for the implementation. Do you have a concept of where you would like that to live, whose responsibility you would like that to be, or does it just matter in your view that somebody has that attached to his or her name?
We think that should be a very high-level official. In the recommendation, in the details of it, we refer to the Deputy Secretary of Defense or someone delegated by him or her to be responsible for implementing the policy. We think they ought to bring the policy back. They ought to have very high-level leadership involved. They should do annual enterprise-level portfolio reviews. They should have the Joint Staff AT. Acquisition Technology and Logistics Undersecretary involved. The cost analysts should be involved in that. And the other thing that we found in this is that actually the military services are doing portfolio reviews. They're still kind of ad hoc. They don't do them every year. But when they do them, they do include an awful lot of the best practices, the elements that we see in a best practices model. And so we're also recommending that the department take that to the enterprise level and use lessons learned to do it better.
Mike, thanks for your insight in this. It's great work as always, and I thank you for coming on and talk about it with me today.
Okay, thank you.